This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, U.S. of A., all across America and around the world at the speed of the satellite, and our great American radio stations that are carrying us. Thank you very much. A special thanks goes out to our military men and women who are listening to us around the world, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their great service to America. And to all of those that are working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers sorting the mail, and the mail haulers, too. Thank you for the job you do keeping America rolling. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, we get started tonight with our first guest, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get moving. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, a lot of people in the audience know that I am a retired fire rescue captain. I'm also, I was on a fire investigation team. I was what was called with the 13 unit, which is 1013, is an arson fire when you call in your investigators. And I was very curious to watch this Notre Dame fire yesterday. And then as I started to assemble some facts that were coming into me, I just sat there and I scratched my head and I said, it's no damn wonder that this place is burning the way that it is. First of all, Kyle, I'm not going to find fault with the firefighters in Paris. I just can't do that because they're brothers of the badge and they did the best they could. But did you know, Kyle, that it took 2 hours to get most of the equipment set up at the scene of the fire to even start fighting the fire?
That is really unbelievable. Yes. Yeah.
Did you know why?
I know that there were some areas that were blocked, or there was the bridge that was blocked.
Well, there was one way in and one way out because Notre Dame sits on a small island. There was a bridge, and the tourists that were there, this was the end of the day, and the cathedral just closed. People were starting to leave, and when they noticed there was a fire, the tourists stopped their vehicles on the bridge, went back to the cathedral to see what was going on. Other people turned around, totally blocked the bridge. There were several hundred vehicles in the way, I was told, by the people that were in France that were monitoring this. And they were considering at one time pushing the vehicles off the bridge into the river so the equipment could get through.
Well, I can imagine, you know, how much, you know, panic there would be in that. But you're right. The people shouldn't have blocked the bridge at all. They should have kept going.
Now, the first units that got on the scene were what we call the mini pumpers, and they can't do a lot in a major fire like that. They're predominantly search and rescue. And what they wound up doing at the scene of the fire initially was they went in to get the artifacts out, as many as they could, all the valuable, priceless paintings and all the different things that were there. And they were able to successfully do that with the help of some of the people that were there. Now, the other thing that got my attention is the fact that this fire apparently started on the roof. There was some work going on, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of chemicals involved in this. And it went very, very quickly because the way that they tried to put the fire out was they actually called in what they called aerial tankers, which are helicopters that pick up water and then they bring it to the scene and drop it on the structure. And that's what they were doing because they could only get one aerial ladder up in that first two-hour period before they got the rest of them up that they needed to get up to put the fire from up above down below. But the way that they brought this fire under control 9 hours later was with the helicopters picking up the water and dropping it on the structure.
Right, and I know earlier in the day, too, Captain, they were looking at trying to bring in large, you know, tanker planes, but that idea, I think, was rejected pretty quick because of the weight of the water dropping that on the structure.
Well, it would have destroyed the structure. Dropping it on the structure with the force that would have come down, it definitely would have caved in the walls, and then they would have had another problem. Now, I can tell you that so far there was one firefighter I know that was injured. They're lucky there weren't a whole bunch more. But I would be extremely concerned based on what I know happens after the superheated structure like that, concrete, bricks or not, whatever the construction is, that the towers are very susceptible right now to collapsing. Number one, the roof is gone. And number two, the walls are very susceptible to coming in. They will all have to be reinforced somehow to make sure they stay up as they rebuild again, which they say they are going to rebuild.
That's right. And one French investor, I understand, has pledged over $100 million already. This will probably be a worldwide effort, obviously. Many people in the United States will be fundraising very, very quickly. You know, Captain, I heard the Archdiocese in New York at St. Patrick's Cathedral talking earlier today about how they're inspected by the firefighters about four different times a year.
Yeah.
They have all these different, they did their own renovations in recent years. And so, of course, this terrible tragedy today, you know, hopefully, and again, well, first of all, there was no loss of life. So that is the one good thing out of this today. No loss of life. But we also understand, Captain, that there was a wind, unfortunately, today that seemed to be pushing towards the front of the cathedral.
Right.
Really complicated matters.
Right. And again, with what was going on with not being able to get the equipment there in a timely manner, the smaller equipment that they were able to get there could not do anything to even attempt to try to put the fire out because they couldn't get to the fire. They were not equipped or set up to be able to get up on that roof as quickly as needed to be, and the roof was no place to be once it became fully engulfed. Okay, hold that thought, and I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, and then we're going to talk about a New York University professor who today came out with her comments about September 11th and said, why is it so sacred? Why is September 11th so sacred? We're going to tell you why, and then we're going to move on to other things. Busy night in the news world. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And thank you very much, Kathy. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our very good friends at the Geico Insurance Company. Now, you can get a great rate with a personal touch, and they'll get insurance for more than just your car or your truck that you're driving, because at Geico, your local agent can cover all sorts of things like your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV. They can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agent. Now, they've been serving people for more than 75 years. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com to find out more, or just pick up your local phone book and look under insurance, and you'll find Geico, G-E-I-C-O, and your local agent. When you do, make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Kyle, we're going to wrap up this Notre Dame thing. Basically, what happened there was a comedy of errors, not at the fault of the firefighters. First of all, they could not get the equipment there because there was so much traffic that had stopped that was blocking the road. And as I said, at one time, there were so many vehicles on the bridge, the only bridge onto the island where Notre Dame was and the only bridge off, that they were actually considering pushing the vehicles off the bridge into the river to get the fire trucks there. And what they could do was get their smaller equipment there, which were their auxiliary trucks and what we call mini pumpers. But that's nothing that you're ever going to use with three or 500 gallons of water to try to put out a structure that's going to take at least 10,000 to 100,000 gallons to begin with just to knock the fire down.
Well, exactly right. And you know, I think too, Captain, as this developed throughout the day, I think that, the word weep comes to mind as the most appropriate thing. The people in Paris were weeping openly about this. We're doing that with them. This was such a tragic loss of this structure, and the artifacts, many of the artifacts and artwork were saved, as you mentioned, by the firefighters.
Right, because that's what they chose to do. Their command and everybody that was there, rather than risk their lives trying to get up on a roof that you knew was going to collapse, they instead chose to get inside and get as much of the artwork and as much of the religious artifacts as they could out, because that stuff was priceless. Now, let's move to something else, because just when it couldn't get any worse with the comments coming out of September 11th by Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman, we've got a New York University professor with a very shady past who makes a comment yesterday and said, well, what's so secret about September 11th anyway?
That's right, Captain. This is Talia Levin. She's a professor of journalism at New York University. She used to be a fact checker, I believe, at the New Yorker, and resigned.
Very liberal paper, magazine.
Exactly. And she resigned because there was a controversy about something having to do with saying that there was an Immigrations and Customs Enforcement Agency, that apparently had a Nazi Iron Cross tattoo, which turned out to be incorrect.
And it was actually a religious cross, a very highly decorated one.
Right, exactly. So, yep. So you're right. So she said the following thing about why has 9/11 become sacred, in what way, and to whom, she remarked on Saturday. And to that, Captain, I think that we can safely say that 9/11 is sacred. The Ground Zero is sacred in much the same way, and perhaps exactly the same way as Pearl Harbor, where Arizona is still beneath the waves, or Gettysburg, or any of these places, or places that are sacred, for example, the beaches of Normandy.
Yep, Normandy.
Exactly. I mean, we could go on and on and on, and if she doesn't understand this, then hopefully she will get educated about this.
Because, or we will help move her to another country, somewhere where she can appreciate the fact that she was an American to begin with.
That's right, that's right. And why she has the freedoms that she has. Now, she somehow tried to tie this in that the word sacred has its own religious meanings, she was saying. But this is the thing. Sacred, again, is at the very heart of American history and American sacrifice.
Yeah.
And hopefully one day she will understand that.
Yeah. Now, we're going to move on here because obviously there's so much news going on. First of all, 105 economists and conservatives have endorsed Stephen Moore for his appointment to the Fed. That's a very significant development because the liberals are trying to say, oh, no, we don't want him. He's not qualified. He's not this. Well, are you kidding me? He's an economist. He's more qualified than some of the people that are currently sitting on the Fed.
Well, right, and part of I think the idea of trying to go against them is trying to make some personal attacks against them and so on and so forth, and really muddy the waters. With the opposition, I think, is very afraid that President Trump is really trying to bring some new blood and new thinking into the Fed.
Imagine that.
Yeah, well, exactly.
About damn time.
Well, right. I mean, this is, and it's not about just mixing things up for mixing things up's sake, but it is, in fact, again, something that President Trump, as a successful billionaire, wanting to be able to implement some new things to make sure that America does continue to go forward. I think it's as simple as that.
Right. And, of course, on a normal night, we would have been going with the big news story of the day, which broke late yesterday afternoon, and it's the fact that the Mueller report is going to be released to the public Thursday morning.
That's right, and it's going to be redacted.
It has to be.
But here's the thing: we're still going to see Democrats on the Hill, Democrat Party elite, presidential hopefuls from the Democrat Party. They're all going to be saying, "Well, what was redacted?" And Jerry Nadler over in the Congress, in the House, they're going to all be saying, "Well, what was missing here? And why did you cut this out?" And
well, did you hear what ABC News said?
What did they say?
They said that they have a significant concern about the Mueller report.
Well, that's because, Mueller didn't deliver what they wanted.
Right.
Imagine, Captain, you've got people, not just the TV people, but people on the Hill, upset that their president isn't a foreign agent.
And the Dems have an unbelievable double standard now against Robert Mueller, because now he was their saint, their patron saint all during this, and now they're going after his head.
Well, exactly. Again, because he didn't deliver. And
well, didn't deliver to what they thought, which was all a lie to begin with.
Well, exactly, because they thought this is what they're going to get Trump on. But now Plan B is in some ways trying to make Plan A work, and that is trying to get something in this report that they can hang their head on and try to get to a critical mass, and they will spin anything they can find in there.
Now, you're getting ready to watch the Greyhound buses or Continental Trailways or whoever it is that's coming your way with bus after bus after bus load of migrants that are going to go to sanctuary cities coming out of these immigration camps that are over full, or where they got people in tent cities where they just can't put any more in there, coming to California because they're sending them to sanctuary cities and sanctuary states. And, of course, California's one, Oregon's another, Washington State's another. So those three states there can expect to see quite a few of these buses coming their direction.
Well, that's right. And so my question is Gil Garcetti and folks that up in San Francisco and the leadership and these different sanctuary cities who are touting all this, are they going to be standing there ready with maps to all?
Are you going to be standing on the side of the road, by the way, waving an American flag as they go by with your daughter?
Well, sure.
Welcoming them to America and handing them all bus American flags when they come off the bus. Wouldn't that be something?
Well, that would. Well, see, here's the
thing. We want them to embrace our culture, right, and come into the fold, so to speak. They're not going to do it in a sanctuary city. You and I both know that.
Well, right. And part of the whole strategy by the left is to continue to have people who do have to live in the shadows. They don't want them really excelling or doing anything like that. They think that they're going to get their votes at some point, and so they're quite frankly using them.
And, oh, by the way, your governor who made a comment out there, what's his name, Newsom?
Gavin Newsom, right?
Yeah, he made a comment that this was illegal, the president couldn't do this. Well, guess what? There was a judge who was consulted about this, and the judge said, no, it's okay, you can go ahead and do this.
Well, right, exactly. Where's the law that says you can't disperse these people who have been, who are waiting or have to be over the overload or whatever? But Trump is actually demonstrating through this. And the liberals just don't understand that Trump is actually exposing their own hypocrisy on these things.
Sure.
Yeah, and they should be standing there with open arms. But they know, Captain, that it's going to continue to overwhelm the system. It's going to continue to take
the one they created, by the way.
Well, the ones that they created, exactly. And it's going to continue to make it harder to administer things in these different cities. And you know what's going to happen? The people are going to rise up, and they're going to say, wait a minute, what business do we have being a sanctuary city here? Look what's happening.
Yeah, we can only hope. Okay, here comes the music. We're going to go to break, folks. And like I told you, it's a busy news night. Got a lot more stuff going on here. And when we come back, Beto and Bernie and, Amy Klobuchar, all released their tax returns yesterday. Now they're telling the president to do the same. And Bernie had a town hall last night, and he got challenged on a couple things, and he did not give answers to questions that we're going to ask you or tell you what he didn't do. I'll be right back. The Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Just days before Easter, the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris suffers significant damage from a fire, possibly sparked by renovations. In New York, Cardinal Timothy Dolan.
To see that reduced to ashes, my oh my, I remember our song, From the Ashes, We Rise Up. We had Ash Wednesday. We want to rise up with Jesus at Easter, and I believe that there'll be some rising from this dying.
The spire is lost, but the main structure of the cathedral has been saved, and the two iconic main towers have been saved as well. The French president has promised to rebuild the landmark cathedral and says he is seeking international help. The Mueller report will be released Thursday by the Justice Department. President Donald Trump issued several tweets Monday saying the findings have already ruled no collusion, no obstruction. Trump saying in one tweet the crimes were committed by Crooked Hillary, the DNC, Dirty Cops, and others. Investigate the investigators. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country and around the world at the speed of our satellite. I want to tell you about Hub.life, and you've been hearing me talking about this. I've had a number of people asking me, they're fed up with Facebook and all the stuff they do, and they've been in Facebook jail. They've had problems, but it's not just Facebook. It's Twitter, too. They block, they ban, they silence people who stand up for innocent life, that love God, support freedom, and believe in American values, and actually want to say, God bless America, God save America, or things like that. Somebody finds it offensive, they report you, and then they block you. That's the way it works. But at Hub.life, that doesn't happen. They're the newest alternative in social media to give its members the ability to once again express their belief in freedom and basic decency. Now, you can stop being silenced. You can quit waiting to get out of Facebook jail or Twitter jail and join people from all over the world at Hub.life. It's growing very rapidly. And I'm over there. Kyle Warren, my guest, is over there. It's free to join. Never a crime to express your beliefs. All you got to do is be considerate of other people. Hub.life. That's Hub.life. Check them out. And you'll find Kyle Warren over there, and you'll find me over there. Right, Kyle?
That's right. Absolutely.
All right, and that's one of my alternatives. Now, I haven't gone totally to that because until Facebook does something stupid, I'm maintaining a presence on Facebook, and it's kind of hard to transfer all the people I got in those groups over there over to Hub.life. But, never say never, right?
Well, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, before we get into Beto and Bernie and Amy and their tax returns, I want to mention the fact that Alabama lawmakers now are going to hold a public hearing tomorrow in Alabama on a bill to outlaw almost every abortion that's there in the state of Alabama, except for the ones that regard the health and safety of the mother when that's needed. You've heard about that, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, I have, yes.
So what do you think about that? This is Alabama kind of going against the grain. Not really. You know, that in Alabama, this God, guns, and glory, they are definitely a conservative state with hard American values, and they know how to wave the flag down there.
Well, that's very true. And, you know, as we look at this, it's interesting to see what the opposite end of the spectrum is now these days, Captain. And that, of course, is to be able to have abortions literally up until the moment of birth. This is, you know, we're hearing about this, you know, they're calling infanticide.
And then at the moment of birth, they can actually set the baby off on a, for lack of better words, a countertop or whatever the situation is, or and then talk to the mother and ask her if she wants to keep the child or not. And instead of just putting the child up for adoption, they, for lack of better words, they kill the child.
Right, and that is so abhorrent, obviously,
it is.
So many people across the highways and byways. Now, this proposed law certainly would seem to outlaw abortion in almost every case. Just about almost every case, and it wouldn't make exceptions for rape or incest, we understand.
Uh-huh.
It would make an exception for the mother's health, but I think what would happen, of course, obviously, if something like this were passed, it would be, the lower courts would certainly, strike it down more than likely, but it certainly would eventually probably make its way to the Supreme Court. Now, what would happen there, I think, perhaps a revisitation of the 1973 landmark case. But this time around, when that case, by the way, was more or less decided on privacy and not about what is a baby in the womb or anything, none of that seemed to enter into it, as far as I can recall. So having a different hearing in the U.S. Supreme Court at some point could be a very explosive combination here. And so you'll see a lot of opposition to this. And it'll be interesting to see where different lawmakers from different states come down on this as well.
Now, Beto O'Rourke released his tax returns for the 10 previous years. It reported a $366,455 income, adjusted gross income in 2017 for him and his wife. And then Bernie Sanders released 10 years of his tax returns, which actually revealed that he was a millionaire, which we all knew that to begin with, didn't we?
Oh, exactly, yeah.
And then Senator Amy Klobuchar released her tax returns at the same time, urged President Trump to quit hiding his. And that's what happened yesterday on Tax Day, April the 15th.
Well, right. And, of course, the whole idea is somehow to get a hold of President Trump's tax returns is going to be some revelation, again, that you can go get Trump with or something like that. And candidates have been giving out their tax returns, of course, for some time. It's not a requirement per se, but it does seem to be a tradition that candidates on both sides of the aisle have upheld. But again, I think the Democrats continually have some ulterior motive in trying to, at this point, shame the president, perhaps, into getting rid of his tax returns right now.
Now, have you heard of the former Massachusetts Governor William Weld?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He has announced that he is going to challenge Donald Trump for the GOP presidential nomination. He's going to get out there in some primaries. Now, that name should sound familiar to a lot of libertarians because he actually ran for president on the Libertarian ticket.
Well, right. And he's going to try to primary Donald Trump. He's saying if we have six more years of this stuff, you know, it's going to be a political tragedy, in his words, this kind of thing. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Typically, trying to primary the incumbent president is never a good idea, even if you're able to somehow wrestle the nomination away from him, because it overall weakens the party's momentum going into that election. It will fracture the party. So it'll be interesting to see how far he's able to really go.
Well, here's what I know about him. him from his past experience in Massachusetts, and I remember him very well. He was more socialist than the socialists were in Massachusetts, if that's possible. And at the time, he was a libertarian, but he ran as a Republican, got elected as a Republican. And the people in Massachusetts really, after having Mitt Romney as governor, he was no shining example of somebody that they'd want to have back.
Right. Well, can you imagine President Trump debating him at some town hall or something like that? The last time, or one of the last times that we've seen a real primary challenge, I think, was with Jimmy Carter versus Ted Kennedy back in 1980. And of course, there are many other factors involved in Carter's defeat by Ronald Reagan. But it was not an insignificant event to have Ted Kennedy come out and try to challenge him for the nomination.
And they call it Taxachusetts for a reason. If you don't believe me, go look up William Weld's record in Massachusetts.
Right. Well, maybe he'll fit in with some of these. Maybe he'll take votes away from Democratic hopefuls.
As I said, he's more socialist than some of the socialists, and he also was a libertarian. He's kind of like our version nationally in Massachusetts of Charlie Crist down here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Republican that was a Republican and then was an independent because that's the only way he could get on the ticket. And then he decided, well, I'm going to be a Democrat because that's one way that I think I can get myself elected. And he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, you know, but professional politicians, they do anything they can to keep their hands in a cookie jar so they can keep that money going. All right, let's talk briefly about the Democratic Senator Cory Booker, who has now come out and defended Congressional Representative Ilhan Omar for her comments and slammed President Trump for going after her, talking about, well, the president is trying to incite Islamic feelings and divide the country. Really? The one that's doing the dividing is Ilhan Omar. Hello.
Yeah, no kidding. You said it exactly.
She needs to keep her mouth shut.
Well, sure, exactly. And again, she's a person who evidently doesn't understand a lot of the history of this country. She doesn't understand.
She's trying to change that history.
Well, exactly right. And Cory Booker, he's just jumping on some bandwagon. It doesn't matter what bandwagon it is. It's like he's always looking for a bandwagon to jump on, at least from what I can tell. And to do what? To just try to keep his name in the news? Like, don't forget about me. I am Spartacus. You know, that kind of thing.
Okay, and I want you to start a movement on the West Coast because I'm starting it over here. We need to change our asylum laws sooner rather than later. I mean, we need to get to it. We need to get it done because that's the main reason these people are all racing to get here before they shut down the law of border and change the asylum laws. That's why people from not just Central America and South America, but people from all around the world are coming through South America to get to our southern border to try to sneak in.
Well, right, exactly. You hear about the immigration reform, and that is probably one of the most important parts of it.
And by the way, AOC yesterday, AOC, also said that now that Netanyahu's been reelected, it's time to reduce our aid to Israel, that should be on the table.
Well, yeah,
here we go again.
Here we go, exactly.
All righty. Well, I'm going to let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night, same time, same bat channel, so you have yourself a good day.
You too, Captain.
All right, folks, coming up, the National Highway and Byway Report, which looks a little better tonight than it did last night. However, there's another storm coming out of the west going east, so you're going to have that to contend with later in the week. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind.
All righty, that's Merle Haggard and Moving On, and that's from the television show years ago, Moving On, with Will and Sonny, always out there in the road, $2 a mile, go anywhere the load would take them. All righty, well, let's take a look at your Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Family Automotive, Four words, you serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and their 911 dispatchers, too, all get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on brand-new vehicles at the four Moss Family Automotive locations, including certified pre-owned vehicles, where you get them at wholesale price, Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, free tire rotation, free oil changes for life. Well, a Pacific storm, once again, will produce rain and mountain snow and areas of gusty winds to the west coast and intermountain west. As this storm moves to the east, it's expected to morph once again into the next severe threat across the south and central U.S. by midweek, with more damaging thunderstorms and tornadoes possible. Now, primary severe threats will be very large hail, damaging winds, heavy rain. Isolated tornadoes will also be possible in the traditional areas where tornadoes occur. So, let's take a look right now at what's going on. If you're up there going up I-15, Butte, Montana, you got snow in the area. Snow all the way along I-90 tonight towards Missoula, Montana. So, be careful up there. Winter driving conditions. And then over in California, from just south of Donner and down through Lake Tahoe, and it looks like over towards just about, well, down to Bakersfield along the Nevada state line, the Sierra Nevadas. You got snow above 5,000 feet, about an inch or two, and then up above 6,000 feet, you've got several inches coming down. Looks like as if you're going to have that as the storm starts to develop coming in off the west coast. In the middle of Nevada tonight, in the mountain ranges there, south of Winnemucca and Elko, you've got snow across there right to the state line in Utah, but nothing yet in Utah. High winds in Southern California out there in the desert. Be careful. I-40 coming across. You'll find high winds out there around Barstow tonight. You've got a red flag warning for very dry conditions in the northeastern part of New Mexico. Be careful there. You do have some scattered rain along the Mississippi River tonight. Not only parts of Minnesota, parts of Wisconsin, the upper peninsula of Michigan, some rain there, some scattered showers along the northern part of Indiana and northwestern part of Ohio. You've got a frost and freeze advisory for the southern portion of Ohio and the western portion of West Virginia, southeastern portion of Kentucky, also the southeastern portion of Tennessee, up around Knoxville, over towards Asheville, North Carolina, through the mountains, and then right up through the mountains of Virginia, too. Still got some lingering rain up there in northern New England, but it is moving away right now. Vermont, New Hampshire, all of northern Maine, you've got rain showers there, and that will continue probably through about half of the day. And that is our Truckers Highway and Byway Report for this hour. And, oh, by the way, don't forget Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive, where you tell them the captain sent you, and right away you're going to get $500 off the best deal that you make, I'm telling you. And if you don't believe me, ask Jennifer. She'll tell you. She sent me a picture of that beautiful brand-new Moss Nissan Rogue Sport that she bought, and it's a sharp-looking car there, kiddo. My compliments to you. And back to the telephone lines we go. Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how you doing this evening?
Oh, it's a busy night news-wise.
Well, you know, I heard you and Kyle talk about William Weld getting involved.
Yep.
That's not even a worry. He is such a lightweight. It just makes it makes it tougher for an incumbent because you can't take him lightly. You do have to spend the money. But I don't think with the economy the way it is, you know, William Weld could probably win Massachusetts. He could maybe make it competitive in New Hampshire. But I think that's about it. Some of the northeastern states, but he's probably not going to win anyway. So I find it, you know, you get these every so often. We had him in 68. You had him in 80 and 92. You know, with the senior Bush, he really had a lot coming down his neck. Not only did, you know, he had his party talking bad about him, but he had Perot out there, and you know, Perot, a lot of people just thought Perot was just a Republican by any other name.
Sure.
But I don't, you know, at all, it's surprising because I am looking at the Democrats right now, and they're, you know, they're bragging about how much money they're making, but in reality, they're not raising any money at all.
Well, Trump raised 30 million. Bernie was 18.6 during the first quarter.
Yeah, well, and Trump's doing it without trying right now.
Yeah.
And but the rest of them, right now, the everybody's going to be tapped out, hopefully, on the Democrat side, where nobody has any money.
Well, yeah, because they're going to have to spend all their money against each other.
Yeah, and there's going to be, what, 27 of them at the end?
At least.
Yeah, Mayor Pete, whatever it was, raised $7 million so far. That's not, because you're going to need $1
billion
to run if you're going to make it competitive.
Yep.
And I just don't see any of them doing it. And I just think, you know, if people think that Indiana is a liberal state, they could. It's a very red state. It's just South Bend is a very liberal town with a very liberal university, Notre Dame. It's real Democrat. It's real liberal. And that's about the only place other than Lake County you can say is a Democrat county.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one, you know, I've never heard of him until now. And that's weird. I didn't know who even the mayor of South Bend was. I think it's a joke. I think right now every candidate's going to get their turn in the barrel.
Well, did you hear what they said to Bernie on the Fox News thing last night? They had the town hall. They asked him about. They said, by the way, Bernie, you paid a 27% tax rate last year. Your tax returns reveal that. And how are you going to feel about paying under your new provisions 52%? He never answered the question.
Oh, I know. I listened to his one stump speech. I can't remember where it was at. And it's old. He said that Trump wanted to ship American jobs overseas. You know, where's this guy been at for the last 2 or 3 years?
Right.
That he was against the new trade deal, the USMCA,
yep.
Because it would ship more American jobs overseas.
Back to our country.
Yeah. Trump's just the opposite. He's a nationalist. He's trying to get those jobs back. And so far, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, he's done an 8.
Well,
he's got a solid 8.
You know how to tell. You know how to tell when a progressive liberal socialist is lying.
When their lips move.
That's it. That's it. You can't believe these people. You just can't.
And I don't see where they're doing anything.
No.
I think he's a joke. But you know, when you're out and about millennials and some of the Gen Xers, they think he's a messiah. And I never could understand that. You know, I am so confounded with the general population, the electorate in general. You know, how can you be attracted to somebody that talks that way, that wants to restructure the government in a socialist way? You know, the free market and capitalism has lifted more people out of poverty than any political system or any economic system known to man. And you want to put it in reverse and go just the opposite.
You know, we got to get you a blog and call it Dan's Corner.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think too many people would want to read my blog.
I bet they would.
I tell people I've been on television before. It's been a while. Been on radio.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I've got a face made for radio.
Me too. All right, here comes your music. I got to let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, sir, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Dan the Man in Lafayette, Indiana. Yeah, I got the perfect face for radio, and I've been on television, too, but it was never all that thrilling. I mean, I didn't mind it, but it is what it is. All right, we're coming right back after the top of the hour. Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor's got some things planned for you. And hello to Ed. Hello to Al up there in Nebraska. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.